Cynthia Kaufman is Colorado's chief deputy attorney general. She says state figures show that in more than 80% of all school shootings, someone knew something was going to happen, usually a fellow student.
While we have greatly improved our ability to prevent and respond to violent incidents, there still have been over 200 school shootings around the country in the last few years since Columbine. People assume that we have more violence in Colorado than other states. I don't think that is true, but I do think that of all the school shootings we see, all roads seem to lead back to Columbine High School.
Safety experts say schools need more counselors and mental health professionals and additional time for drills to train teachers and students. Republican Senator Ted Harvey of Highlands Ranch agrees. His son attends Arapahoe High School, the site of Colorado's latest school shooting.
The ability to lock down the school instantaneously is what saved kids' lives. Bulletproof glass wouldn't have saved those kids' lives. I don't believe locking down the doors would have saved those kids' lives. I want my son to be able to go in and out of school and have freedom and have liberty to be able to have an open campus and go wherever they want to go.
You know, at Arapahoe High School, it looks like the response was around 90 seconds. I'm not sure how much better we're going to get than that. That is astounding.
That's Democratic Senator Michael Johnston of Denver.
Once you're at the response question, you're about, can we limit the number of kids who end up dead at the end of it? If our hope is to get to zero deaths, I think the conversation is mostly about relationships and referrals.
School safety was especially a hot-button issue last legislative session in the wake of the shooting at Sandy Hook Elementary. Republicans tried to pass a bill to allow qualified teachers and school staff to be armed. That measure failed in the Democratic-controlled legislature, but is expected to return this year. Democrats say more guns is the wrong approach and would only lead to more problems. I'm Benta Berkland at the State Capitol.